The Kingdom of Ai, Chapter 11, The City of Sorcery. They practiced black magic and cast evil spells. They sold themselves by doing what the Lord considered evil, and they made him furious. Deuteronomy. The group was silent for the next hour as they trudged down the road. Stephen was sure everyone was a bit apprehensive about passing the City of Sorcery after hearing Andrew's warning. And he was further troubled by the fact that they wouldn't make it to the City of Seekers by nightfall. He regretted that they had slowed their pace along the way. His thoughts were interrupted by the noise of laughter and chatter he heard behind him. He turned to see a group of people joining the maiden road from a side road they had just passed. In a matter of moments, the raucous group caught up to the Seekers. "Hello, hello," the group called out. "Where are all of you beautiful people heading?" an attractive older woman in the group asked. Stephen and Timothy both held their tongues as they assessed the overly friendly overtures of the newcomers. "We are headed to the City of Seekers," Thomas answered. "And you?" Several young people in the group laughed in response, and then one replied, "We had originally planned to go to the City of Seekers ourselves until we met these kind friends along the way. They told us about the amazing things happening in the City of Sorcery, so we have decided to stop there first and check it out. You should go with us." "And do you realize that we are not far from there now?" another of the group asked. Nervous laughter and giggles followed. Stephen was carefully observing the older couple who appeared to be leading the group. Something about them bothered him. Though they said nothing, he noticed that they smiled with what looked like fiendish delight at the words of their followers. It made him shudder. He was sure those who were following them were in danger. "Well, we are headed directly to the City of Seekers, and it's getting late, so we must keep moving," Timothy said. As the two groups resumed their journey down the road, Stephen caught up to Timothy and whispered, "I don't like this. Something's not right with that group." "I know. I sense the same thing. I feel like those young people are being led to the slaughter." "My thoughts exactly. We need to try to talk to them and encourage them to continue on to the City of Seekers without stopping in the City of Sorcery." "And not only that," Timothy said, looking over his shoulder, "we need to put some space between our group and theirs. I see them trying to talk to Shay and Blake about the City of Sorcery." Stephen and Timothy turned around and walked to the back of the group. They listened as the older couple described the amazing things happening in Sorcery and encouraged the Seekers to stop there to see for themselves. "The people in that city are so spiritually gifted that even if you lost someone in death, they can help you talk with them," the older woman was saying as they walked up. "Really?" asked Shay. "Our dad disappeared a few weeks ago and we think he was murdered. Can they help us find out the truth?" "Is that really true?" Ray interrupted Shay with a tone of disbelief. "Our parents died a couple of years ago. Are you telling us they can help us talk to them?" "Absolutely," the older man replied with a soothing voice. "I have seen many people receive great comfort after communicating with their dead relatives. You will all feel so much better after you get your questions answered in the City of Sorcery." "Excuse us," Stephen said forcefully. "We need to talk with our group privately." He and Timothy waved the Seekers off to one side and huddled together with them. "Please listen to us carefully," Timothy said with the most serious tone. "Those of you who have been with us since the beginning have seen how accurate Andrew's warnings have been about each city we've encountered." David, Thomas, and Ben all nodded in agreement. "Andrew gave us specific warning about the City of Sorcery before some of you joined us," Stephen said, looking directly at Blake and Shay. "He said that we had to beware of demons masquerading as Seekers and trying to entice people to enter the City of Sorcery to see the amazing things happening there." Mr. Rich laughed derisively. "What? Are you saying these people might be demons? They don't look like demons to me." Stephen ignored Mr. Rich's comment and continued. "Andrew said they would look like Seekers, human beings, and would try to persuade others to enter the City of Sorcery. That is exactly what is happening with that group. Those young people were headed to the City of Seekers until that older couple waylaid them and convinced them to check out the City of Sorcery. Andrew also said that those who have been persuaded to enter there have never been heard from again. They never travel on to the City of Seekers once they enter the gates of sorcery. Well, Andrew did warn us not to be diverted on our journey to the City of Seekers, and I suppose checking out the happenings in the City of Sorcery would qualify as a diversion from that goal, Mr. Rich acknowledged, matter-of-factly. More than a diversion, we are convinced it would be an outright danger to all of us, Timothy said firmly. We need to stay united and press on to the City of Seekers. And we know you desperately want answers about your father, Stephen said gently to Shay, but I believe that the promises those people are making to you are ploys to snare you into entering the gates of sorcery. I am certain that once we meet the king, he will be able to answer every question you have. Please stay with us. It will be safer for you. Stephen is right. We need to stay together. I didn't believe that nonsense they said about talking to dead people, as much as I wish I could talk to my parents, Ray said, his voice trailing off. Everyone nodded in silent agreement. All right, let's keep going. It's already getting dark. The Seekers headed back to the road. The other groups sidled on up next to them and kept babbling on about the City of Sorcery. You know, it's almost nightfall, and you may as well stay overnight in one of the fine hotels in the City of Sorcery. The Hotel California is very popular, and I'm sure you will all be comfortable there. We know the manager, and I'm sure we can get a good rate for you, the older man said. Stephen interrupted the conversation by asking the young people about what prompted them to journey toward the City of Seekers originally. One of the group answered quickly, "We all had these amazing dreams." "Please tell us about them," Timothy encouraged. The older couple tried to intervene at this point. No need to talk about silly dreams. The reality of what's happening in the City of Sorcery is what we should be talking about, and the gates of that great city are just ahead. All of you should join us and experience its wonders for yourself. None of us will be joining you, Stephen said firmly. Oh, but I think you are quite mistaken, the older man said, as he walked closely behind Shay and Blake and placed his hands on their shoulders, gripping them tightly. These two need to know what happened to their dear father, and the answer to that question can only be found in the City of Sorcery. Simultaneously, the woman walked up to Ray and placed her arm tightly around his shoulder. And Ray and Ben want to talk to their dearly departed parents, and they can experience that miracle in sorcery. So you will be losing some of your group today, the woman said smugly as she attempted to escort Ray away from the group. Ray wrenched himself away from the woman and said, "I am not going with you into that place." "And neither are we," Blake said as he tore himself and his sister away from the man's grip. The older couple glared at Stephen and his group. Timothy quickly turned to the young people who had followed the older couple and implored them, "Come with us to the City of Seekers. These people are deceiving you and luring you into a trap. That City of Sorcery is dangerous. You'll not find what you're looking for there. Remember that the king called to you in your dreams." "Shut up and stop with your lies." The woman's face was red, and she seemed to convulse as she spoke. She and her partner grabbed the hands of their young followers and pulled them away from the Seekers, pulling and shoving the young people down the road toward the looming gates of sorcery. The couple became more and more forceful. A look of panic began to cross the faces of the once enthusiastic followers as they looked back toward the Seekers. "Don't go with them. Come with us. The king is waiting for you," Stephen and Timothy began to shout. Suddenly, the massive iron gates of the City of Sorcery swung open, and a multitude of dark figures darted out and grabbed the group of young people before they could turn back. They dragged them inside the city. Just as quickly, the gates shut behind them with a forceful clang. The clang of the iron gates resonated in the air, lingering for several seconds. Then an eerie silence followed. The Seeker stood there staring at the ominous sight of the City of Sorcery, shaken and in shock over what they had just witnessed. Shay was trembling. "That was horrible," she cried. "Those poor people are captives now," Mary said, staring at the gates in disbelief. "Thank God we did not go with them," Blake said, "and I can't believe that for a moment I seriously considered it." "I guess you were right, Stephen. They showed their true colors," Mr. Rich said quietly. Maybe they really were demons in disguise. I will never doubt Andrew's warnings ever again, Ray said. Listen, everyone, we need to keep moving down the road away from this city, Stephen said. Andrew told us not to stop even if it was dark, so we need to put as much distance between ourselves and the City of Sorcery as possible. The further we travel this evening, the closer we will be to the City of Seekers. I know we are all tired, but we need to press on. The Seekers walked with a renewed urgency, trying to get as far away from the City of Sorcery as possible. They walked in silence, their pace slowing after they'd walked for more than an hour. As he walked, Stephen thought about all that had occurred, and he was greatly relieved that they had not lost any of the group to the lure of the City of Sorcery. He tried to remember what Andrew had said about the distance to the City of Seekers from the City of Sorcery. He felt like they had to be getting close to it. Timothy, I think we can't be too far from the City of Seekers, Stephen said, breaking the silence. I think you are right, Timothy said. Do you see that glow behind that hill? I'm wondering if those are the lights from the City of Seekers. Really? Could it be true? Jody asked. Are we that close? The group picked up the pace as the mere thought of drawing near to the City of Seekers re-energized them all. In a few short minutes, they crested the hill, came to a sudden halt. They gasped as they stood staring at a wondrous sight. In the valley below, they saw what looked like the gentle glow of thousands of candles illuminating the valley floor.